Well, Google decided to do a little shopping over the weekend, and it's one of the biggest deals ever, but the largest wireless equipment deal in almost 10 years. Google will acquire Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion in cash. Google currently owns and operates Androids, and today is expected to give the smartphone the patents that it needs to be able to compete against the iPhone. Joining us this morning is John Abel, New York Bureau Chief for Wired.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So, I mean, we can all just assume that this is just Google reaching up to get into the big markets with Apple, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, in a sense, Google's already up there in the big game. The Android operating system is expanding more quickly in terms of market share. They haven't had much success, though, as a handset maker. The Nexus One was kind of meh, and their ability to customer service and the like was pretty terrible when they partnered with HTC. So this gets them seriously squarely right in the handset game, which is a good place to be.
Well, we're speaking with John Abel, who's the New York Bureau Chief for Wired.com. Well, let's talk about the deal itself. They're acquiring Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion, and it looks like the mobile stock rose just on that news. What does it say about the value of Motorola's company?
Well, it certainly is going to take Google values it very highly. It's a 63% premium. Look, there aren't a whole lot of handset makers that have a track record of success. There aren't going to be a whole lot of them that compete perfectly in the high-end smartphone game. If I was a betting man, I would say that Motorola is going to be one of them, and that Google apparently thinks so as well.
Well, John Abel, if you're a betting man, betting on a Motorola stock when Google's already offered a 63% premium is a kind of a complete no-brainer. This strikes me as a disaster move for innovation in America. This seems to me all about patents. It's not necessarily about innovation, and it's really a vindication of Nathan Myhrvold, the old scientist from Microsoft, and his intellectual ventures patent acquisition approach to innovation.
I don't really care about the financials of this. When I say I'm a betting man, I have no interest in picking stocks. As far as innovation goes, innovation survives. It's nature, it's gravity, and we'll see if this is good for Google. My opinion is that it is good for Google in the sense that they now have a solid partner which knows how to make handsets, which knows how to market them, with which they've done great business on the Droid. Is it material for Google? Yeah, in a sense, but not overly in a sense. 97% of their money comes from ads. Still, they need to break out of that if they're going to get back into the financials game. So this is good for them. Whether it's good for America, who knows?
Well, let's talk about that for just a second there, John Abel, New York Bureau Chief for Wired.com. Let's talk about what this could mean for consumers and the cell phone market. There, I mean, we've had a lot of purchases and acquisitions and different mergers going on in the cell phone industry. And in the end result, what does that mean for our bottom line when we pay for our cell phones?
Well, look, everything is going to zero. You can get an iPhone for $100, $50. You can get a competing Android handset, generally speaking, for a couple of $100. Handset prices, just like all other hardware, is going down. It'll always go down. It'll always get more powerful. I don't think there's anything in particular about Google taking Motorola off the block that will have any negative impact on Motorola. If anything, it'll reinvigorate the company, which kind of created the handset craze with that bitchin' folder called the StarTech series.
But that was quite a while ago, John Abel. I mean, that was eons ago in the cell phone technology terms. This is a defensive play for Google. They're not going to necessarily create a pipeline for new devices out of this.
As I said, it is a defensive move. It's defensive because 97% of their money comes from one thing, which anybody on Wall Street will tell you is very dumb, even if that one thing is the market leader. Companies wither and die, no matter how fantastic they were. Microsoft, Intel, if they do one thing, then they do one thing well. So, look, Google needs to figure out other things that it can do. It caught fire with Android when a lot of people, myself included, thought it was sort of ridiculous to try and compete with Apple when Apple was beginning to be on the ascent. And they've done it, not so much in the tablet area, but they certainly have done it in the handset area. So solidifying their position there and trying to turn that into a material business for them is a good idea. You could argue whether Motorola is the best thing for them to buy, but it was the best thing they could buy. So, you know, fully for them.
That's John Abel, New York Bureau Chief for Wired.com. He's talking about the announcement today that Google will acquire Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion in cash. Thanks, John.
And the $12.5 billion, if you had it, how would you spend it? $12.5 billion. What's good for Google is good for the American economy. They used to say that about General Motors. What's your big idea to help the U.S. economy? Google says buy a bunch of patents from Motorola and save themselves from competition. At least that's John Abel's suggestion. What's your suggestion for the broader economy?
This is Tasha Cox from Atlanta, Georgia. Gave lots of people jobs by building up all the blighted communities and areas in our neighborhoods. And I think that they should start with the Gulch in Atlanta because it's a very old, blighted area that can definitely benefit from some TLC.
Perhaps Tasha there will be on the bus that Barack Obama is getting on today to listen to Americans talk about the economy, like this fellow.
This is David in New York. Put people to work building transit systems to decrease America's dangerous over-reliance on cars and oil. And the traffic congestion it causes strangles the economy in a lot of ways.
Your suggestions, of course, are wanted at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. You know how to reach us.
This is Deborah from New York City. We should allow the housing market to drop down in just standard capitalistic way so that people can afford houses, people who've been waiting in the middle class. Let us get them at a lower price, and then that'll encourage more jobs and take us back where we need to be.
There's a sense that in these economic times, radical solutions are called for. There have been some in the past. 40 years ago, Richard Nixon, that Republican, put in a system of price and wage controls.
My radical solution, if Standard & Poor's downgraded us because they had no faith in the politicians, I say clean sweep. In Washington.
Get them out of there. Layoffs in Washington.
Absolutely.
What's your suggestion? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Looking for your big ideas to fix the economy all morning long. More in 15 minutes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.